Vinyl Countdown episode. Who gives a fuck? It's us here live at Live Podcast tonight. It's me, Picard, and that's it. None of the assholes came.
Picard is being sandwiched by a bunch of ladies.
Yeah, it's a Picard sandwich tonight. So we got Kim Kaboom and J.K. Lanktree, better known as Jennifer, codename Jay. So, Katie, I heard.
I don't give a shit what you do. Shut the fuck up.
I heard.
We have some important stuff to talk about.
Yes, we have a story about Madonna.
Because you apparently are trying to steal it.
Apparently, Katie wasn't allowed to look at Madonna yesterday. Big news.
Were you a volunteer?
Yeah.
So at TIFF, the film festival, Madonna asked the volunteers to turn around and not look at her as she went through a hallway, and you were one of the volunteers.
Yeah, I was a volunteer for the TIFF press conference room. I've been doing it since Friday. So I was in the hallway mostly for like Brad Pitt, Philip Seymour Hoffman, U2, all these big people, and they didn't give two shits. And then I was in the room for Madonna, and then that was yesterday. And we were holding all the media in the room while she walked down the hall, and everyone told me that they had to turn around while she walked by. I was in the actual press conference room, but she had the toughest security ever. She made no one look at her, and it was ridiculous. She was being kind of a cunt. But
so how did that make you feel? Did it make you feel like less of a human being?
Yeah, like it was just rude.
People would even fucking obey. Yo, cunt, turn around.
It was on the radio today.
No matter who like gave the official, it happened. Like whether or not it was actually her that told whatever to turn around.
So where is this story gonna go? Because this is like she should be beaten to a fucking pulp for that.
I agree.
Like
murder.
Being there really wasn't that big of a deal. It was just kind of awkward and weird. Like yeah. I mean, it was just annoying and weird.
It can't be annoying. It's more than annoying. If somebody tells you you can't face the fucking queen, well, sorry.
Well, it's more than annoying. Like, there's lots of annoying things that happened in that whole thing, being there for a few days, and that was, like, it was just
the
part of it.
Of all of it.
Yeah, it was the worst thing that had happened. Like, I saw Brad Pitt, and Brad Pitt didn't care that I was staring at him because he was sexy.
I apologize. It strikes me as very significant.
Oh, yeah. And that's what the media picked up on, because, like, the media were all in this holding room. Like, they didn't, like, they only got second wind of this happening. Like, I doubt any of them actually saw that it happened. I bet they just heard. And then you have other, like, celebrities that walk down the hallway thanking everyone that they come in contact with. And then that's the reason why that's such a big deal, is because you see some celebrities that are just, like, so happy to be there. And then you have other ones that just aren't. And then that's why it's news, is because
they're cunt celebrities and not cunts.
Yeah, and George will never be a cunt.
Who?
Georgie.
Georgie who? Who's Georgie?
Clooney.
Oh, fuck that guy.
I love
the worst Batman ever.
Yes!
He's a really fun, great guy.
Have you seen Up in the Air?
Yeah. Good.
Alright. Alright.
That was my point. That was it.
Okay.
It was sad. He got left. He got dumped.
I haven't seen it. Don't. Shit.
Spoiler alert.
Fuck you.
And you also saw Joseph Gordon-Levitt or something, and he had cream. Who gives a fuck? I don't know what his name is.
He had really nice shoes.
Yeah, that's all I heard today when you guys came to the bar. Oh, look at his pants and his shoes. Who gives a fuck?
He looked really dapper.
Dapper. That's a good now?
That goes a long way, Picard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you also went to Boston recently and banged some old guy.
Oh, tell us.
Yeah.
Do tell.
We want to hear Anderson Cooper.
You don't have you kind of just ruin the whole story every time you talk. Like, you never really.
Yeah, but someone has to speed your stories along because you just ramble about shit for a while.
So yeah, me and my friend who was on the show before, she had these $5 tickets to
Sugar Tits. You're Sugar Tits in Boston.
Sugar Tits and me went to Boston. She had these $5 Megabus tickets, and she asked me on, like, Friday, you want to go to Philly? And I was like, okay. So we went to Philly, and it was a horrible, horrible bus ride where I wanted to kill her. And then we walked around and did lots of drinking, and then met some cute Anderson Cooper boys in a bar, and yeah.
Were any of them related to you? Is...
No. So I do sleep with people that I'm not related to. It is something that I do. Yes.
Occasionally, though, like not on a regular thing, like...
Over a majority of the time, I'm not related to them.
Over a majority of the time? So, like 40% of the time they're related to you?
But what about your head ratio? That's more skewing to cousins, right?
I don't count. I never wrote down.
So how many relatives have you given head to then?
None.
Just your cousin's cousin.
My cousin's cousin, he's not related to me.
That's a relative.
No, it's not.
Your cousin's cousin? No.
We've already talked about this to length. We do not need to discuss this even further.
You're a cousin fucker. We got it.
Whatever.
You just didn't blow him. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
What about your uncle? Did you ever have sexual relations with him? I met your uncle, actually, when I was helping you move.
Oh, no.
No.
We're going to ask the hard-hitting questions.
So it was just awkward because my uncle is really explicit.
Touchy-feely.
Touchy-feely. And he's kind of a jokester, so he was hugging me goodbye, and Picard was there because he was so graciously helped me move and put up this bathroom thing and was really nice. And then my uncle was saying goodbye to me, and I hugged him, and then he said, boobies.
As you were being hugged by your... He was obviously pressing his your breasts against him, and then he said boobies at the same time.
Yeah. We're a very loving family.
So how turned on were you?
I was not turned on.
A little bit? Married?
He is married.
Did he have a roll of quarters in his pocket?
Is he married? Is he uncle through marriage or no?
No, not through marriage.
Oh, okay. Well, that's better.
Yeah. We're not directly related.
Hey, keep that door open.
So yes, he said boobies. And
do you have any other uncles like that? You're into silver foxes. We know this now.
No, like my dad.
What the fuck does silver fox even mean, anyways? Is that a rich old guy?
Yeah, like a rich Anderson Cooper who has silver hair. Like any man that has silver hair, and who's older than you and who's sexy.
Like Magneto.
Like Magneto, yes, exactly like Eric Lencher.
Like I would say Richard Gere is a silver fox. Richard Gere.
Who's Richard Gere?
Who's Richard Gere?
I don't give a shit about these guys.
Richard Gere, he's a silver fox.
Oh, that guy? Fuck that guy.
Clooney's a silver fox.
Steve Martin.
Is a white fox.
Silver, he's a silver.
He's a white fox.
Dave Letterman.
Dave Letterman?
I don't
know. This guy.
I don't think he's a fox. He's a white.
No, these are foxes. These are just guys with gray hair. These are just old guys, you're naming.
I said white fox. Not really.
Leno.
What about Michael J. Fox?
Hey, you don't have to.
He does not have gray, but he's a nice fox that I would fox.
Now, do you think having sex with him would be better because he'd be shaking about all the time?
Yeah.
Because of the parks?
No, starfishing.
Yeah, he's not going to just lay down and take it.
How about that, Jennifer? I don't know.
How do you think Michael J. Fox would be in bed, Jennifer?
I think he would be satisfactory.
Satisfactory?
Yeah.
Really? Doc Hollywood.
Isn't that a nerve disease? Does it also affect your penis? Like, would you still be able to be hard? Interesting.
We should do some
research.
Should call him.
He's not paralyzed. He's just
But it's like nerve. It's like a neurologic disease.
That reasoning is probably going all the time.
I still think he can have sex. What else would he do?
What else would he do?
And then, if he's eating you out, he's just all over the place. So he's eating you out. It's just all sloppy.
Oh, poor guy. Poor girl.
Lovely.
I just got an image.
It's a floppy.
You're welcome.
Water,
Just Marty McFly just shimmying.
Marty! You gotta cut that out.
Marty!
You guys see those new Nike Back to the Future shoes?
Yes.
Who's gonna buy a pair?
I do not have 40 grand, so no.
Yeah.
40 grand. 40 grand for a pair of shoes?
No, it's minimum 3 grand to bid on them.
The one for the They come with a plutonium case.
Maybe my silver fox will get them for me.
Get a pair for me too. I'll blow them for a pair of Marty McFly shoes. Fuck.
He was considering flying me home.
Wait, what?
Because
so you could stay later?
Yeah, because
I did you do to those guys?
Yeah, explain what you did to him sexually.
Yes, sexy time.
Because you must have been.
Go.
Kim, sex with the silver fox, go.
I don't know what was going on for a while.
Did you put his penis in your vaginal canal?
Yes.
Did he come in you without a condom?
No.
With a condom?
No.
What?
Well, yes.
Of course.
Hold on, scientifically.
Did he use a condom? Obviously.
No.
No?
Oh,
Miss AIDS over here.
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't know if you have AIDS? You should probably get that checked out.
FYI, don't sleep with Katie anytime soon.
I don't have AIDS.
Okay.
It's not age yet.
It's not full blown.
I'll roll the dice.
Don't worry, it's not a death sentence.
Anymore.
So did he put it in your butt?
No.
Just so you just put it in your mouth and your vagina and that's it?
Oh,
like regular sex?
I'm so vanilla.
I know, that's the most vanilla thing you could do. You didn't electrocute you or anything?
No.
Oh my god. Lame.
I'm so sorry that I did not have electric sex for you.
And your friend Sugar Tits didn't join in?
No, she was having sex with someone else on the rooftop.
Was this also a silver fox? Were you just like
no,
all banging silver foxes?
No, he was like a postal worker.
What?
What?
Why would you ever bang a postal worker?
Yeah. I don't know. I got lucky.
Because come sleet nor snow.
This is in Boston, right?
Philadelphia.
Oh, that's what they
So she was having sex with him on the roof, and I was downstairs with the other guy. So she didn't have anything else to do but have sex with the other guy.
Have you ever had sex with someone with like a weird ass disease?
With like a medical condition?
Yeah, like this guy who like his dick was too bad for Sugar Tits to sleep with anymore.
Yeah, so my friend was also seeing this other guy who had like a skin condition. So she broke up with him because his penis smelled bad.
And she told him this.
There was multiple other reasons why it didn't work out.
But this was just one that she told him.
Well, I don't know. Smelly dick is a good reason.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And then, like she told him that she wasn't going to do it because she just wasn't into that. Yeah. But then he was really offended by that and continued to push that. And then that's why they broke up.
Yeah, he's like, I don't like going down on a can of sardines.
No.
I don't want
to
be with you anymore.
No.
Does that happen, like, ladies?
Ladies?
Like, do a lot of guys refuse to go down on girls? Like,
I don't think they explicitly say that. But Picard told me once that you need to ask.
What?
You told me once.
That I need to ask?
That girls need to ask to have that done.
Before you do it?
Some girls are uncomfortable with it.
So
like, if you just go and do it, like, they just get all tense and freeze up, and
it's like Marty McFly.
Yeah.
They get all shaky.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, I don't know, because sometimes I just don't ask.
Well.
But so I don't know.
I mean, if they do it more than once,
you need to ask.
It's not a rule, but
how would you word that?
Just I know, like,
eat me up. Eat me up, bitch.
Like, sit on my face.
Yeah, sit on my. Wait, no, you.
No.
Just sit on his face, and if he doesn't throw you off immediately, he's down.
Yeah.
If he does, well, you'll deal with that.
Yeah.
It's a trial by fire.
Yeah.
I was really surprised out of that, though.
About what?
That you need to ask.
You don't need to, but, like...
It's common courtesy.
Yeah, like, if you want something, ask for it.
And if the guy doesn't have to do it, do it.
Yeah.
But I never ask.
Well... I mean,
but you're just giving.
I'm a huge giver.
You're just a taker.
Yeah. I'm a giver.
Is there a tattoo pointing to it? Like,
yeah.
Like, it's like,
yeah, just that's her tramp stamp.
Is that what
eat
I should
my
get?
Pussy.
I should get a tattoo that says that just so I never have to have that uncomfortable conversation.
How is it uncomfortable? Just say, eat me up now.
It's not uncomfortable, but I don't know. I just never do it.
Wait until you're not even like having sex. Just their date. Just, you know, for the record. I'm
alright
with it. Just
oh, that's boring, Karen. Come on.
Yeah, no. On my date, on the first time I slept with Lee, we were having dinner and we were talking about like different sexual things we like to do, and she was like, "Yeah, well, you don't really have to go down on me when we go back to this hotel." And I'm like, "Well, why not?" And she's like, "Well, I don't know. Guys don't like doing that." I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about? You're crazy."
It's because she.
But you have that conversation.
Yeah.
Just bring it up casually over like some a slice of pizza. You're just like, oh, we're at Boston Pizza. Let's talking about eating cunt.
Yeah, I know, but if I'm just like randomly having like a one night stand per se, why do I need to ask?
Oh, if it's one night stand, who gives a shit? Just sit on his face.
Yeah,
just own him.
Yeah.
Hard as a woman. That's what he would do.
Yeah, I'd just be like, my vagina is going in your mouth. No question.
And I've done that. But some guys are more awkward about it.
What do you mean they're awkward about it? What do they do?
Know.
Were they like, oh god, no. Is that how awkward they are?
No, I don't know.
Maybe what she's saying is they're just not very good at it.
They just don't go for it. Like, they just don't do it themselves. Why do you need to, like,
take their hand and coach them through it.
Well,
like,
yeah, some
like that. Like, I don't need.
Same
I don't need
supportive things.
Like, well, I don't need. I can do what I need to do by myself. Why do they? Why can't they just do it by themselves?
I think maybe some guys are afraid of pushing those boundaries.
Or some guys don't.
Either they don't want to, or they're not sure how you can react if they do that.
I actually, like, honestly, I know dudes who think, like, going down on a girl is one step away from sucking the dick.
I've heard that too.
Like,
that's weird.
That is weird. That's what I say.
I've
like,
never met any guy that won't go down on a lady.
It's a submissive thing.
I guess.
Really?
Like,
well, I don't have to do the work.
Yeah.
Steve thinks it's a submissive thing. He will never go down on a lady. For the record.
Okay, so I went and saw a movie this weekend. Because I'm volunteering at TIFF.
Oh.
I've been seeing lots of movies.
Oh, about vibrators.
Okay, stop ruining my setup. Like, fuck off.
What was your next word going to be? Not vibrators?
So I went and saw a movie called Hysteria that was about vibrators, okay? Fuck off. So it was about the history of vibrators, and like it started in like the 1800s. It's a pretty good movie. It's probably going to come out in theaters probably like December or next year.
Is it like a movie, or is it like a movie that you're going to have to see at like an independent theater?
No, it's like a movie. It's one of the gala films. It's like, it would be like Sherlock Holmes about vibrators.
What? Sherlock Holmes with vibrators. Stay with us.
Yeah.
It's not pornography.
So it's just like set up, like there's a guy who's
the butt plug
So
man.
There's a guy who was he's a doctor, and he's trying to find a job. So he finds a job working in a woman's clinic, and the woman's clinic was to treat hysteria, and they would say that hysterical women are women that are fucking crazy, and they would treat them by basically giving them hand jobs.
The women.
It sounds like a good clinic.
Is a serious
is that called fingering?
Yes, but in the 1800s, they would treat it by going down, like giving them hand jobs. So, and then
that doesn't sound so bad.
So yeah, well, which is probably what a lot of women are suffering these days. They need more hand jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
or more.
Can you give a woman a hand job?
We're just more like, you know, like.
It's a job with your hand.
Help them rub
it's
one out.
It's not going down on a girl.
Fingering.
It's like fingering.
Sure, sure.
Well, you don't have to put any fingers in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Rub the clit, you're good.
Rub
the clit, you're good. JK Langtree says so.
I'm confused on my turn.
That's going to go on a t-shirt.
And then this doctor, the movie's about how this doctor, his hand started cramping because his whole job all day was to like.
What a horrible job. Making chicks
like,
come all day? Oh my god,
women.
I would hate that job.
So then because he got hand cramps all the time, he created a vibrator, which is what the movie's about.
But those like crazy, like, massages.
Oh my god, it's in the trailer, alright?
Yeah. Look, you already ruined George Clooney for me.
Anyway, but the funny thing I thought about this movie was that all the women characters in the movie were all about sex, and all the male characters weren't. It was just like an absolute
role reversal.
Like the main characters like weren't even like into the fact that they had to give. They didn't really relish in the fact that they had to like finger
like,
women. All
I don't
the
know. I guess it's like how gynecologists start like, oh, I can't wait to see more pussy today.
No, but like,
like
even
I think probably it gets old hat after a while.
The whole point of the movie is that wasn't even on the consciousness of people to recognize the importance of the sexuality of women. Like, that didn't even
well, were they even people then?
Like
they only just became people recently, right?
That's part of the
through evolution.
The seeds
that's
of,
fine.
You know,
people didn't recognize at that time that like going down or like fingering a woman or like feeling it really great.
Did
was,
they even
like,
know what a clit was back
they
then?
They didn't feel like that was pleasure to a woman, but obviously it was.
It was a medical condition.
Yeah, they thought it was a medical condition. But it wasn't.
So not coming is a medical condition. Can you use that? Like,
it sure is.
I'm staying home from work today because I got to rub one out today. It's going to take a while.
But like none of that, like even that, like you would think that they would throw on a male character that was just like all about like pussy, and there was none of it. Like there was one male character who I think was gay in the film, and they didn't even like explore that. Like it was just weird. It's called Hysteria. It's not out. It's like, it's all about the history of the vibrator.
Yes, you said that.
Fuck off.
So, speaking of vibrators...
It's a good movie, but...
No one cares. Speaking of vibrators, how many vibrators do you own, Katie Kaboom?
None, because I need to buy another one.
How many have you gone through?
Yeah, how many have you gone...
Just
how many vibrators
one,
have you gone? Just the one in your entire life?
Yes.
What happened with that suitcase that I wasn't allowed to go into? What was in there?
I was joking. There's one vibrator in that whole suitcase.
Oh.
Just a giant vibrator.
It's a Sibian. It's one of those ones you set up like on a pommel horse.
You were just hoping that there was that, but there wasn't.
So you wore out your vibrator. Did it like the mechanics die, or is it just like did you wear a hole in it?
No, it's just old.
But it could still be good. You gonna get a Hitachi?
What's that?
The wand. The big, huge fucking vibrators. Women love that shit.
Do they have them up the street?
They may. It'll probably be closed by then. But no, Casey always talks about her Hitachi. You should get a Hitachi. I hear they're good.
Like the television?
I'll check it out.
No, they make vibrators as well.
Nice.
Televisions and vibrators. If they only made them in the same thing, right? Like, you could be watching TV
Japanese?
While you're just...
That would be the most awesome
I think
thing.
So, yeah, or something. Or German. It's German, isn't it? I don't know. Jennifer, how many vibrators do you own?
Zero.
Talking to the microphone.
Zero. Maybe you're suffering from hysteria.
Yeah.
I am not suffering from hysteria.
No? You come a lot?
I do.
Do you have other people to take care of that?
I do.
You do?
How many other people do you have to take care of that, Jennifer?
Some.
Some?
Just one person?
No.
Some.
Multiple people?
You said you weren't going to ask me.
That means he's probably going to ask me.
Yeah. All the things that I said, all the things you asked me not to ask you about, they're coming up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I already talked a lot.
Yeah, Katie's done. I'm done hearing her voice.
Yeah.
Move this microphone away from her.
I like hearing her voice.
Oh.
All of her stories.
She has AIDS. Relax. You don't want to fuck this.
I don't have AIDS.
Yo, roll the dice. Wow. Wow.
We all go flattering. We all go. I believe her.
So you're getting laid regular.
Yeah.
So you're not just like rubbing it out yourself. No. Like a poor person.
Is it your? No. It's not your ex, is it?
Her ex-husband, you mean?
What?
Okay, that's a no. Wink.
That would be convenient.
What, to have sex with your ex?
Inconvenient?
Yeah.
Or
no, convenient.
Yeah, it's very convenient.
It is.
Well, thanks for confirming it now.
Well, you already winked.
Now I don't have to edit out my wink.
What else?
Katie, are you banging lots of people lately? Other than your silver fox with all his money, he's going to buy you everything you want, all your Hitachis?
No, that's it.
Really? Do you have any other stories? What have I banged in a car. I banged in this car recently. So I banged in cars before, but it's usually my mom's car. I banged in my own car.
Nice.
But 2 nights ago? I don't know.
But have you banged anyone else from the other race yet? Like,
where? No, but I almost touched a black vagina, but you've heard this on one of our episodes.
So, but that doesn't count. You needed to have sex with her.
I know. But she got too drunk. She started throwing up, and then I was like, game over.
No, this
two separate stories.
There was this girl at this bar who was, like, taking her vagina out, and...
Yeah, seriously.
Her touched it.
Yeah. The bar.
And then she puked everywhere, and no one got to fuck her.
I know.
That's not like
and she was DTF, apparently. But yeah, no, I banged in my car. I didn't realize, like, the first time I did it in my mom's car, like, she just sat on top of me and rode me in the driver's
Your
seat.
Your mom?
Yes, my mom. And,
Sorry, dude.
Oh, my God. These people. These guys.
So, I heard that Jennifer touched her cousin's penis.
Katie!
Oh, my God.
That's not good. So, in the last time I was here, we talked a lot about when you were younger and you masturbated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us about some of your masturbation in your youth stories.
No, but just like in general, like not you in particular.
Oh, okay.
You in particular.
When was the first time you masturbated?
Probably like old, like.
Give her a mic.
She's not touching the mic.
20-ish. I would guess like 20-ish. Probably.
You were 20, so there's no,
like,
you never, like, watched some show and, like, touched yourself.
No.
Or, like,
you never, like, humped a pillow or anything?
No, well, I was having sex, like, early enough that I didn't.
How early?
Yeah, but like
earlier than 20.
You didn't do anything in, like, grade 6, grade 5.
No,
she's lying.
So, like, high school? What was the first time you had, like, first year of high school?
What, when I had sex?
Yeah.
I was 15.
15.
Yeah.
Okay, that was my age. But that's still, there's a lot of years.
Yeah, to not masturbate.
I just didn't.
You just had all these guys making you come.
Even now, I don't.
When was the first time you watched porn?
Are you even into porn?
No, but like, when was the first time you saw something really erotic?
When
like,
I saw something
that?
Erotic, I was probably youngish, like 12 or something, but I didn't do anything about it.
Lies.
I don't care.
And you don't masturbate to this day. Have you ever?
Yeah, I have, but I don't.
Why?
Like, regularly or anything. I just don't need to, and I don't.
Because you have all your exes to come and fill the void in your vagina.
Because I have all my exes that just come and fuck me regularly.
So what's your process in terms of getting your exes over to fuck you? Do you have
a bat signal you shine up into the sky?
I do. It's actually like my badge just like sends out a signal, so I spread my legs, see who comes in. And it's usually one of the exes. And take care of
them. They pick up the scent and they come running.
Yeah. Exactly.
I should do that. Well, the bat signal thing.
Yeah.
It would look kind of like a bat, too, because it's like...
He's a transit kind of guy.
Batwing?
All right. I think we've exhausted our...
Do you think this is even recording?
Yes.
Let's talk about how you send your penis photos to people.
I think we're done. Take your password. Okay, yeah, it's still recording.
Are you still recording?
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Awesome.
30 minutes of gold!
Yeah, this will all get cut.
Uh-oh. No one likes me on the show.
No, you're not going to get cut. I'm going to keep all these stories about your...
No.
More Kaboom, less Picard.
Yes. Keep talking about bullshit.
I want a Kaboom special.
So Kaboom, do you have any other stories about fucking your cousins or your father or...
So there's this one time. It's not my cousin.
Oh my god.
So it's her father.
It's her father.
So I was my best friend, her name's Martizzle. She was dating this guy in a band.
What ethnicity is she?
She's what? She's German.
Martizzle?
That's Martina.
Yeah. I'm gonna Martizzle all over her. Oh!
Well, she was dating this guy in a band, and we all went to go see the band, and they were good. We saw them multiple times, and they were good, and I really liked drummer. He was really cute. I didn't really think too much of it. And then I was really DTF. And then...
When aren't you, though?
I have my period, like my times when I'm not.
Your period?
I'm not. And so we went back to her boyfriend's her boyfriend's parents' house with my best friend, her boyfriend, the drummer, and me. So I really liked him, so we started fooling around outside in the backyard. And we were fooling around really loudly. In the backyard.
Fooling around loudly? How do you fool around?
Like we were DTFing in the backyard.
You were down to fucking in the back. What?
We were effing in the backyard. Period.
And this was your dad?
No, this is at my best friend's boyfriend's place. So
with a drummer.
Just listen then.
With a drummer from a band. We were.
Did he keep a good rhythm?
Yes, he did.
He kept a good rhythm.
So who was this guy in the end?
So two things. One thing.
He's your biological father.
One thing was that my best friend's boyfriend's mother came down afterwards.
And joined?
No. She heard us having sex, and then she was asking about it afterwards because she thought that it was my best friend and her boyfriend in the backyard. And we were sitting all at this table, and I had really dirty knees.
Oh, my God. You are a whore, Katie.
This was busy in the backyard. So that was one thing. And then the second thing was that I found out a few years later about the age of the guy.
He was 100.
No, he was way young.
How old were you and how old was he?
Yeah.
I think I was maybe like 20, 21.
And he was 13.
No, he's like 15. That was fucking young. But it was pretty embarrassing.
How's it embarrassing to fuck a 15-year-old? You're like a pre-cougar.
You blew his mind from the 15-year-old's point of view.
He was like, he was in the club though. I had no idea that he was like really, really underage.
You're a pre-cougar.
But like, generally in life, I don't really go for younger guys.
Yeah, because they're too mature for you?
But you do go for statutory rape.
I do enjoy statutory rape. Okay. So.
Wow.
What?
Rape.
Statutory
she loves being
rape.
Raped.
She likes raping young boys.
So, other question, or are we stopping?
Yeah, we can keep going if you have a question.
So, have you ever had sex with someone like in the same room?
I've always been in the same room as them. Yes.
No, sorry.
Yes.
Have you? Your cock's big, but it's not that big that they're in separate rooms.
No, but like that someone else is in the room and they don't know what's going on.
Didn't we talk about this in the last episode?
Yeah, did we?
There has been talk of it on the show.
Yeah,
but who hasn't?
Yeah, like you can fuck in a room and other people are there. Yeah. I fucked in a room and people are watching.
At Wicked?
No, but I am going to go there someday soon.
Are you really?
Yeah,
school
you
girl
should
night?
Come.
That place is fun.
It should be like a huge, like a bunch of us go.
You go there too?
I've been there.
Oh my god.
It's wild upstairs.
I know, I've heard.
We should make it like an adventure where all of us
on
go
Queen
together.
Street. Yeah, we should all
we
go together.
We
should
all bang it out.
No.
We should have podcast live night there.
Why are we could,
you know what? I'm going to try and get
some,
these guys to go to that
we
club.
We should do some hardcore
it's like 60
interviewing.
Bucks a person, though.
It's not that much.
But we're with... But
for single guys, it's $60 a person.
Yeah, but you would go with a couple, then it's like $20 or whatever, and then like chicks are like $15 or whatever.
Yeah.
Does everybody know about this?
Yeah, Club Wicked. It's on Queen. It's like Queen and like... It's past Portland.
We're gonna go, a bunch of us.
Yeah.
We're gonna do $60.
No, you don't have to pay. If you bring a girl,
if you go with a chick, you can go as a couple,
if you go
and it's like
couples,
40.
Then it's not as much.
If you don't, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And what is it?
It's a swingers club. It's like
sex
club.
It's like a bar, and then
you can have sex in the bar.
There's like rooms with like mirrors that are one way, so like people can be watching you have sex while you're having sex, and you don't see them.
There's
a cage. There's glory holes.
But you need to be prepared, and you need to go.
You need to go ready to fuck.
Yeah.
Or be fucked. Have either of you ever been to like a glory hole?
No.
Have you?
What?
Yes, he has. That's
has
the correct
really?
Answer.
Wait, what side of the glory
you guys missed so much.
Both. No.
Yeah, well, no, I
hilarious.
Know
so he's never been. Have you ever wanted to go? Because there's some glory holes
glory
at Club
hall?
Wicked. Yeah, where you just blow a guy's dick through a hole and you don't see anything other than his dick.
I don't think I would, like, really as much as I love doing that, I don't think that
you can get
I would
fucked
like
through
that.
This hole, too.
But it's like when it's just a dick through a hole, like, what enjoyment are you getting?
You
like, besides just bowling. Yeah, but just blowing, like, you want to see the guy reacting. You, like, you want that part of it.
But maybe you want, like,
that's the enjoyment.
But some people get off
anonymous
on, like,
blows as.
Yeah, they get off on the anonymity of it. Like,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's not
for me. Yeah, that's not for me. Like, right. I like doing that, but not. I like.
No,
because
you
want to
see the, like, clenched hands, or you want to see whatever.
Because it's not worth it if someone's not, that I don't know that someone's not enjoying it.
Yeah.
Like, for me.
But when he comes in your mouth, I mean, that's a pretty good sign.
Yeah,
no,
but
that's not what makes me want to do it.
Yeah, that's not turning me on.
You're not, like, you're not just sitting there waiting for his sweet cum to come into your mouth?
No, like.
Hit the back of your throat?
No, that's not what,
what?
Makes me want to do it.
All right.
Like, it's a, like, reaction of the other person and the other, knowing the other person that wants to do that or understanding what they like. It's, like, that other element that I like to do.
All right. You could blow this guy right now.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, wow. See, all he has to do is ask.
Remember? You ask him.
Yeah, you ask, you get. And if the girl says no, she means yes.
Do it anyway.
Yeah.
Just means you
ball sack.
I heard someone say once that, like, if a girl says no, just work on the neck and the nipples for 10 more minutes and try again.
The neck on the nipple, neck and the nipples.
So if a girl says no, this girl in the audience says just rape her.
No, one of my guy friends told me this.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And
did
it work?
Oh!
He sounds like a rapist.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, you probably shouldn't
be doing
that.
Says the rapist beside me that knows about other rapists.
What?
Do you know that in my phone your name
Cars
is the rapist?
Oh, that's yeah, it could be.
But you haven't heard my story about how I'm a rapist.
Oh, what did you do? You fuck a guy unwillingly? Let's hear it. Let's go. Rape. Let's go.
No.
Well, you can't bring it up. Oh, you haven't heard my story, but you never will.
Katie, your rape story. Go.
Nothing. So there was this.
Nothing. Nothing.
So there was this.
I just raped this guy. That's it.
So no, I was seeing this guy for a while.
Yeah.
And I stayed over at his house, and we fooled around late at night, and the next morning he didn't remember that it had happened at all, and that he told me that I had raped him.
I guess that's technically rape, but did he consent?
Well, when he was asleep, he consented.
When he was asleep, he consented?
Well, like, I thought he was awake, but he told me that he was asleep.
So it's the exact same thing as me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not rapists.
But that happens all the time.
But that person does not believe in rape.
Oh my god, Katie. You're the worst.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, it's not rape. If they're asleep and they say yes and you fuck them, that's not rape. They're just consenting while they're asleep, even though they're technically not legally able to.
It depends, though.
Yeah.
For girls, it's different.
For girls,
but it's
different.
It's not different, especially, like, if you're in a relationship, you're just like, yeah, whatever, just... Do what you need to do. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, but that's
wow,
fine.
You must be fun. Starfish over here. So what do we say at the end of our episodes, Katie Kaboom?
Bitch cake! Grab a slice!
I totally forgot. Bitch cake, grab a slice.
Oh, you're the one. Find yourself a girl and settle down. Live a simple life in a quiet town. Steady as she goes. Steady as she goes. So steady as she goes. Your friends have shown a kink in the single.
FinalCountdown.ca